This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're definitely got more veterans in the room and more veterans in the pitching staff. All these guys are wonderful men. Between Eflin and Charlie, they got 9 kids. They're great fathers. They've been around a little bit, and so it's nice to have that sort of experience.
At least 10 kids that we know of now, because we know sources tell us that Sagano has at least one child. Alas, Grayson Rodriguez has spoken. Before we get to the veteran aspect of this rotation, one of the good things about spring training baseball is guys talk right after they're done. So according to Matt Weirich, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, said Grayson says he felt, quote, sluggish on the mound today. Didn't attribute it to anything physical or mechanical, but, quote, couldn't really get behind the ball today. Said he felt the same way warming up in the bullpen. He also said he wasn't throwing at max effort yet. According to Rock Abaco, he also said if it was a regular season game, he would have fought through it. So what do you take from that?
Not much.
It's good news, it's not physical.
Well, does he know? I mean, I don't
nothing
know.
Hurt.
He knows.
It's,
like,
it's probably good news that he was at least available to talk to the media. I take that as a good sign. The logic that he's giving out is odd, but the fact that he's talking, I would say, is a good sign.
Someone like a Grayson Rodriguez, without trying to air it out, is not throwing in the 80s. Like, sluggish, you ate a bad fish taco, whatever.
They're plentiful down there.
I don't think it manifests itself that way. Look, everything about this is odd. Going to him saying, I didn't feel right and wasn't throwing right in the bullpen.
Here's another read on it. Rock Abaco just said that, according to Grayson, he said, couldn't get behind the ball even in pen. We already heard that. Lower velo, again by design, will let it eat later.
This is not
normal, okay? Like, that's all I'm going to say. This is not normal. I almost feel like trying to stifle yourself that much, you could get hurt. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I could do a Tommy John surgery, but a guy who could hump it up there. I'm old enough to remember going to minor league games and people coming to Bowie with gas tanks.
Yes.
And the Bowie gun is definitely notoriously high. But seeing this kid at 101 and 102, like, not insignificantly, like, I'm not going to say regularly, but like, nobody was surprised when it happened. And you're telling me he's ratcheted it back 10 miles an hour because he couldn't get behind the ball and he's saving it. I'm not a kinesiology expert. That strikes me as odd. The fact that everybody who covers this team immediately is looking at him in real time with their eyes and on StatCast saying this ain't normal. And him saying, yeah, this is how it was in the bullpen too. And then it takes him getting racked by Vasquez and hitting somebody to yank him out on 33 pitches.
I will say, to Bone's point, the fact that he spoke, and maybe it's because Hyder just got there. if you're just tuning in, there was a car accident on the highway, and Hyde allegedly just showed up.
And perhaps a car accident in Grayson's pregame bullpen.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago, in the last 10 minutes, he just got to the ballpark, but...
And so, Freddie Gonzalez, who's a former major league manager, yes. They didn't want as his bench coach anymore.
No.
They replaced him with Robinson Chirinos, a guy who's never coached anything. Maybe wiffle ball, little league. I don't know.
He's coached somewhere, I'm sure.
He just retired like 2 years ago.
He did a summer league.
Yeah,
maybe his
kid. Okay.
Summer league.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
that's the same.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Transferable
coaching's
skills.
Coaching.
Transferable skills, Jason.
Coach one guy, you coached them all. I don't know. It does seem odd, to say the least. I am shocked he spoke. I guess he's saying he feels fine.
I just don't understand why. Dude, you're on this roster. You're either going to be the number one, number two starter. If you aren't fit, like, these games don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he's saying I had a terrible bullpen before start, and nobody red flagged it, and then I'm out there throwing 89, and nobody red flagged it, and I walk off the mound, and I'm like, well, yeah, I just wasn't feeling good. I couldn't get behind the ball, and I just backed way off. Why did we do this? Why did this happen?
This isn't a dude fighting to make the 26-man roster.
He's working on stuff, Bob.
This is all weird.
And I'm just saying, because... I'm an elephant, and I never forget. I'm old enough to remember Kyle Pradish saying some stuff that I thought was absolutely bat bleep crazy for a major league organization just 2 weeks ago, and nobody else in town really talking about it. But like, so if that's, I'm just, because it's communication, no?
Yes.
This kid was going out there throwing bullpens feeling like junk, throwing major league games feeling like junk, and they ran him out there until he had to get Tommy John. So maybe, and how many pitching coaches they've been through since then? And they keep shuffling the deck. They're geniuses. I know it. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But perhaps there's communication breakdowns in their organization. Perhaps their chain of command isn't up to snuff. And yeah, the skipper not being there is suboptimal.
Yeah. Again, if you're just tuning in, Brandon Hyde just showed up at the ballpark. According to Rock Cabaco, I want to get the timeline right on this. 17 minutes ago, he arrived at the ballpark.
an hour after first pitch.
Yeah, so, and just to keep you posted, it's in the fifth inning, the game. So 17 minutes ago, he showed up at the ballpark.
That's not something you see every day.
Like, the manager usually is there hours before a game.
Is this at... The Twins?
Yes, it's at Fort Myers.
Which is not far from Sarasota.
No. That's why they
play. One of the close ones. That's why they play each other all the time.
They play close teams.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He obviously wasn't on the early bus or the late bus.
No,
he was obviously in charge of his own transportation today.
He was on the latest bus.
I mean, the owner's a billionaire now. It's not the Angelo stage. No. Could we send a helicopter for him? Could we not get the manager to the game?
Yeah.
Could we not get him to the? Couldn't get him to the game.
Dropping all the money to upgrade the complex.
Can you ever And granted, we don't pay attention to what happens around baseball, but like this ain't
normal.
Yeah, like I can't remember a manager being late for a baseball, whether it's regular season or spring training or not. Like those guys are usually at the ballpark.
It's not a family emergency. His wife didn't go into labor.
No,
there wasn't something with his kids. There, like
car accident,
and he lives down there.
Yeah, car accident.
His house is like 10 minutes from the ballpark, right? You hear about it all the time. He lives in Sarasota.
Yeah, he mentions it a lot. Yeah, there was a...
He doesn't know the back roads?
A traffic...
You couldn't get to Fort Myers, homie, in time for the game?
There was a traffic situation in Fort Myers, I-75. A wreck involved two semis.
At what time?
I don't know. This was an hour ago.
We need to start scouring Twitter for traffic updates.
What time? We haven't heard any players being affected.
They're playing.
Supposedly the IHOP down there had a long line this morning. Oh, yeah. That I think
got caught up.
He got pushed back at breakfast and it extended.
Nice. IHOP.
But yet Adley got there.
Yeah.
Well, he's not there. This isn't an Adley game. Yeah. This is beneath Adley.
No, he's in the lineup.
Wow, they asked Adley to go. It is close though.
Yeah.
Because it's the closest one.
Adley's one for two today.
It's the closest one.
Yeah, he's catching.
I don't know if you're going to find Adley in Bradenton.
That would be a big ask. No, but he's in Fort Myers. He'll show up if they play the Red Sox because the Red Sox stadium is right by the Twins.
The manager didn't even have to be there today. So, I mean, anything goes.
Yeah.
They're not running a loose ship over there.
No.
Not at all.
How is the I don't know if we're going off kilter here, but like the fact that the manager wasn't on the bus with the players earlier.
I understand spring training, but I'm thinking like regular season-wise, filling in, having engineer. Like, his press conference prior to the game is like, what, 4 hours before? More?
It's early. Maybe they did it from I-75.
Like open clubhouse is like 2:30.
Loosey goosey. Anything goes. Hey, they've won more regular season games than how many teams the last 2 years? What is it? What is
the
their
entire
they're trowning
League.
A comp?
That sounds like 2012 through 16.
You can do anything you want. You're running numbers like that. Show to the game. Don't show to the game.
Well,
your ace can't throw 90 in the bullpen before the game. Let's run him out there for 33 fake pitches against the Twins and see what happens.
To wrap this up, Grayson says he's fine, just sluggish, and Hyder's there. So we're good to go. Manager
Start
is there.
Start printing the playoff tickets now.
Ace in Stephen Jones' quotes
Nothing
is okay.
to see here.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just saying.
Maybe this is why they don't televise these games.
Well, that's a good point.
You know what, Masson and OSPR, you might be onto something.
You're onto something.
Right? They're playing chess. We're playing checkers.
We don't want to see sluggish Grayson.
We're not sure if the skipper can get to the game. And Grayson can't break 91 in the pen before. Let's not put any of this on television.
We were just saying yesterday, the lack of intrigue and story.
They shouldn't even let people into these games. Play them behind closed doors, like a Keegan Aiken game.
We were talking to Daniel Allentuck yesterday.
Boring spring training.
They said, we're ramping it up.
We're going to throw them a curveball.
You want to see not boring? Here's not boring. Hey, speaking of not boring, Terps have a big game tonight against Michigan.
They shouldn't let Hyde talk after this game.
Oh, he's got to talk.
No.
He's got to talk.
I don't want to tell you how to run your PR staff. I wouldn't let him talk. Yeah.
We need to talk to Gene Wong. He covers the Terps.
You think Hyde can get back to Sarasota in time for tomorrow's game?
We got to get to Gene. That's next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.